Welcome to the Adult Explore the Bible Weekly Leader Training Podcast, the podcast where we dive deep into Scripture to uncover timeless truth. This podcast is designed for group leaders who are teaching Lifeways Explore the Bible. Today, we'll answer three key questions. First, what is the context of the passage? Second, what do we find in the passage? And third, what's one thing leaders should not miss this week in our leader resources? I'm Amber Vaden, your host, and on the podcast with me today is Mike Livingston. Mike is an editor on our team. He specifically works on the personal study guide and the daily discipleship guide. So whichever of those resources that your group uses, he is the editor behind it. Mike also teaches Explore the Bible at his church. Mike, thank you for joining me today.
Yeah, I'm blessed to be here, Amber.
Well, I always appreciate it. You always bring a lot of insight and knowledge, and it's always a good conversation. Today, we're discussing session 8, and in this session, we will take a look at Matthew chapter 20, verses 1 through 16. Well, I'll begin by taking a look at the context. Where are we? So last week we were in Matthew 19 and we studied the story of the rich young ruler and the eternal reward given to those who followed Jesus. This week our study passage immediately follows what we studied last week, and it's a parable. It's the parable of the vineyard workers. This parable, interestingly, is only recorded in Matthew's gospel. It continues the theme of riches that began last week, and especially the teaching that riches do not buy entrance into God's kingdom. This parable also highlights another important teaching, and we find it in Matthew 20, verse 16. And that verse says this: "So the last will be first, and the first last." And if that sounds familiar, it really should. This is repeated from Matthew chapter 19, verse 30, and we studied that last week. So it's the same idea, we just get it again. And clearly, Jesus is communicating key truths about the kingdom in these chapters. Well, let's take a look at the passage. The first set of verses that we study come from Matthew 20, verses 1 through 7. Jesus told a parable about a landowner who went out early in the morning to hire workers for his vineyard and agreed to pay them the usual daily wage of 1 denarius. The landowner hired more workers at 9 in the morning, at noon, and at 3 and 5 in the afternoon. Mike, what should we pay attention to in these verses?
Well, you have already touched on it just a little bit. What I want to call our attention to, there's a word. The word inclusio is a Latin term that means enclosure or confinement. It's a literary device, and you see it throughout Scripture. And there's an example of that in this week's passage, which is what I want to call our attention to, and then talk about why it matters, why this is important. So you mentioned at the end of chapter 19, the verse just before this parable, it says, "Many who are first will be last, and the last first." That is repeated at the end of the parable, as you mentioned, in verse 16 of chapter 20, "The last will be first, and the first last." So that's an inclusio, which is this phrase. Is at the beginning and the end of the section of this passage. And so it forms a bracket around the passage. And everything in that bracket, within those brackets, is to be read in light of that opening and closing phrase. So everything in the brackets relates to that theme. And in this case, it's the principle that the first will be last and the last first. So there are a number of examples where you see this in Scripture. Let me point out a couple, two or three, so you can kind of see how it works. So in Psalm 8, kind of a familiar psalm, begins and ends with, "Lord, our Lord, how majestic is your name in all the earth." It begins with that, it ends with that. So what's the theme of that psalm? The theme of the psalm is the majesty of God. Or it could be around an entire book, like Ecclesiastes. The theme, everything is meaningless, is introduced in chapter 1 at the very beginning of the book. And then the ending bracket in Ecclesiastes 12:8 says the same thing. It points to the theme of that book. Everything between those brackets is, that's the central message of Ecclesiastes, is that life without God is empty and meaningless. And some, we could say even that Matthew's gospel, the entire gospel, is built like this, that it's in brackets. In chapter one, you find the phrase, the theme, God with us. And then the last words of the gospel, I will be with you always. And there are other examples we could point to, but this parable in Matthew 20 is another example of that. So the parable is an illustration of the principle. And the principle stated at the beginning and the end is that God's kingdom operates on the basis of grace, not worldly expectations of status and reward based on merit, which is why the last will be first and the first last.
That's a helpful explanation. We really see in a lot of these teachings leading up to Jesus's walk to the cross that he is really trying to communicate the kingdom of God, teachings about the kingdom of God, because they're really kind of different than what his followers were expecting and what they had maybe discussed among themselves and decided this is what probably what the focus will be. And he was really giving them some clarity. Our next set of verses are found in Matthew 20, verses 8 through 12. At the end of the workday, the landowner gave each worker one denarius, regardless of the number of hours they worked. Those who worked longer hours complained, thinking they deserved more money. So in these verses, we get to the end of the day. The work had stopped. It was time to pay the workers. The law specified that day laborers were to be paid at the end of the workday. So the landowner instructed the foreman to pay them, but to pay them, and this is found in verse 8, starting with the last and ending with the first. So this reversal is important to the parable. It's important to the teaching and really what Mike just spoke about. In Jewish parables, wealthy landowners will be recognized as representing God. And beginning with the most recent contracted workers, the foreman paid each group of workers one denarius, regardless if they were hired close to the end of the day or from the first morning group, they were paid the same amount. And we get to see in Scripture the reactions to this. They claimed it was unfair. I'm sure it was a surprise to some of them, and it led to complaints. And finally, comparison. Those who worked from the very start of the day compared their pay to those who started close to the end of the day. And the equal pay seemed to be an unjust treatment to the workers who, in verse 12, we see it says that they bore the burden of the day's work and the burning heat. The personal study guide writer sums up this parable by saying on page 77, in compassion, the landowner had not given each man what he deserved, but what they needed. For some, this would be over and above what they deserved. From a human standpoint, those first hired had a right to complain. But from a divine standpoint, the ways of God here are completely different from ours. So it's a clear story that really talks about God's nature. He doesn't give us what we deserve. If he did, the penalty for our sins would be up to us to pay, which of course we couldn't. Instead, he gives us his grace. His kingdom isn't something we can earn our way into, but we do depend on his grace for that. Well, let's take a look. Our final set of verses in today's study, Matthew chapter 20, verses 13 through 16. The landowner in the parable told the workers he had the right to be generous to all. And Jesus again said that the last will be first and the first last. Mike, talk to us about these verses. What do you see in these?
Yeah. Maybe I'll just offer a teaching suggestion or two, something we might want to consider doing with these verses. One idea would be to ask learners in our group to put themselves in the story. Mm. So if you were one of the first hired workers, how would you feel? at the end of the day. If you were one of the last hired workers, how would you feel at the end of the day? And what does your reaction reveal about your understanding of grace? I would explore, make sure we're clear here on who in the parable does the complaining at the end of the day, because that's important. Who's complaining at the end of the day? To whom does the vineyard owner ask the question, are you jealous because I'm generous? So it was those who assumed they were entitled to more.
Yeah.
That's who this is targeting or directed to. And so who's Jesus really talking to in this parable? I mean, who is the target audience here? It would have to be the Jewish legalist who believed God owed salvation to those who were zealous for the law. The same Jews who resented the fact that Jesus associated with sinners. So one of the things that I've been considering here is how this theme, the theme of this parable is related to the other parables, like the parable of the prodigal son. Mm-hmm. It's the same, because the same question could have been asked by the father of the older brother in that parable. He could have asked, are you jealous because I'm generous? Same question. And so here's a discussion idea that you could use, is how are these two parables similar? The vineyard workers and the parable of the prodigal son and the older brother. Because how do the vineyard workers represent the same audience as that older brother? How do we see that? Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. The vineyard workers worked all day and complained when the vineyard owner gave an equal amount to those who worked just a short time, because they believed that those who work less deserve less. Mm-hmm. The older brother complained that the father threw a party for the younger son because he believed his younger brother deserved punishment, not grace. So both parables are confronting this attitude of entitlement. Both parables mm-hmm. emphasize that God's grace operates on the basis of grace, not works. And the same point is the same in both of these parables. So in Prodigal Son, the theme is God's grace is not based on past failures. The theme of the vineyard workers is that God's grace is not based on our works. Very similar themes, I think, target a very similar audience.
You know, I have not before ever considered how these two parables compare. So that is super interesting, and a really good way to dive into the overall teaching of this parable. So thank you for mm-hmm. sharing that. Mm-hmm. Each week on the podcast, we highlight something we think group leaders should not miss in our leader resources. It's something that we consider to be a super valuable tool that will boost discussion in your group. So this week, I want to highlight the Dig Deeper feature that's found in QuickSource. QuickSource is an alternate leader guide that many churches use for substitute teachers or groups who like a lot of discussion. So groups that just are focused on maybe more discussion than lecture, for sure. So QuickSource provides an abbreviated teaching plan. So it's shorter than what's found in the leader guide, but it includes additional discussion questions. And it also has a feature called Dig Deeper that offers a bit more study on a specific teaching or a verse. This week, the feature discusses wages and grace. So it's a helpful read. If you have QuickSource available to you, check out that feature. Well, Mike, thank you for joining us on the podcast today.
Yeah, you bet. You're welcome.
Well, don't miss next week's episode as we discuss Session 9, a study of Matthew 21, verses 23 through 32. Bob Bunn will be joining us for that discussion, and we hope you'll join us.